Here are today's top stories. Candlelight vigils have sprung up all over Chicago tonight, Boys Town and Logan Square, after this weekend's shootings in Orlando. What have we learned? Well, we've learned that love is much better than hate, and that unstable people can get guns pretty easily. It didn't take very long for politicians to get moving on this. Clinton saying that we need to ban weapons of war, and Trump saying, I told you so. And thanks for the recognition that I told you so. This guy, he's so like that one uncle that comes early for Thanksgiving and then stays late. He's just, enough. Clinton called for a day of unity while Trump called to ban all Muslims from entering the country. So you never want to politicize a tragedy, I get that. But there are pretty stark differences between the two options for our next president. My takeaway? I got to give it to Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg, who said it so eloquently today. The guilty punish the innocent for existing. All right, let's move on to some other news happening today. Former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn suggested that he wants to get a new item on the November ballot, term limits for mayor of Chicago. Wow, something tells me Governor Quinn isn't a fan of Mayor Emanuel, who's currently in his second term, and if this was to pass into law, would be his last term. Governor Quinn, settling back into that gadfly thorn inside that young Bernie Sanders role. I guess he finally finished mowing his lawn. Microsoft bought LinkedIn today. LinkedIn, you know, that site you never log into. No word on whether or not LinkedIn will change its profile status from self-employed. It's official. McDonald's headquarters moving to the West Loop. Please, please do me a favor. Open a hip outlet McDonald's on Randolph Street where the waits are like 2 to 3 hours and change fries to frites. Just to see, just an experiment. Looks like the hipsters in Brooklyn are going to get the U.S. trial of El Chapo. Not fair. First they get cold brew coffee and co-ops, and now El Chapo? Well, you know what? They don't have alleys, so good luck with that. Garbage on the streets. The Cubs and the city of Chicago have come to terms on the huge outside bar at Wrigley. Oh, I'm sorry, the Piazza. Although the city announced over the weekend that a deal was in place, the Cubs say they hadn't heard anything about it, and to which the city said, yes, and. Take an improv class. It's Chicago. Capiche? In weather, beauty. It was supposed to rain, but it's pretty clear. In sports, the Cubs are out on the East Coast with a showdown with the NL East leading Nationals. Hope they walk Bryce Harper like 45 times. The Cubs are coming off a series win in Atlanta where they put up 13 runs yesterday. Lester got player of the week, but Kyle the Calculator Hendricks starts us off tonight. On the South side, the Sox lost another series, this one to the AL Central rival Royals. Now the Sox host the Detroit Tigers, trying to win their first series since... No. When the Twins came to town? That was early May. That's the last time they won a series? What's happening here? The NBA Finals tonight, no Draymond Green for Game 5 due to the fact that he once again went for the nut punch, this time on LeBron James. How is that only a one-game suspension? He should get 25 games. If I were NBA commissioner, nut punch, automatic 25-game suspension. But the Golden State Warriors win tonight. They're champs. And then they can nut punch all they want. Speaking of champs, Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup last night. It's hard to believe that the Cup isn't in Chicago anymore. It's hard to believe that we won't go stand six deep on a Hubbard Street sidewalk to maybe get a glimpse of the Cup going into Rocket. Maybe see what Marian Hossa is wearing. Something rayon, perhaps. But hey, look on the bright side. The Hawks, they got 2 months of rest. I mean, I'm not Vegas here, but the Hawks, they're my favorites to win it all. Yeah, go ahead. Run to your bookies. Run. They're going to win it all next year. And finally tonight, a new study says that teenagers who vape are more likely to smoke cigarettes at a later age. No, you don't say. That's like saying kids who eat hamburgers are more likely to eat bigger hamburgers when they get older. The takeaway? Somebody paid for a study on this? That's the carryout for June 13, 2016. Hey, I hope you like kale, because we bought way too much of it. Now, who wants a kale salad, kale burger? How about a kale sundae? Caramel.